The discipline of military service, as it does for many young men, changed John Blackjack's life.
He was a wild child, so the Army did something wonderful for him. They turned him into a soldier.
That's Roseanne Ray, who lives near Charleston, South Carolina. Her family, which has deep ties to the military, adopted and raised Staff Sergeant Blackjack, who they called Jack. He died May 31st of a respiratory illness at a veterinarian's office.
Well, you realize he was a mule.
We do, and so do an estimated 25,000 soldiers who had contact with him while serving on the base since 1983, when the Rays donated him to the Army. Actually, what they did was foist him off.
Even the day we turned him in, the colonel said, well, let's rehearse Jack for the events that were to follow. And I can distinctly remember my husband saying, Jack does not rehearse. We just hope that he will do, you know, when the time comes.
Jack wasn't exactly a mule. He was a miniature mule and a longtime mascot for a major supply unit, the 1st Theater Sustainment Command. His rank and role were ceremonial. He participated in hundreds of retirement, award, and change of command ceremonies, boosted morale at events for families, and was there at the airstrip alongside those families to greet the unit's troops when they came home from war. At the memorial service, Major General Darrell Williams said Jack came to embody the unit.
It's a symbol of unit pride about being able to provide the logistics and sustainment support that our warfighters need, and I think that's what he symbolizes for us.
Staff Sergeant Blackjack was about 35 years old. Science isn't clear on what that translates to in miniature livestock years, but surely they were rich ones. One poster on a memorial Facebook page claimed Blackjack was the best non-commissioned officer the unit ever had. This, of course, was not true. In fact, Roseanne's husband, Robert Ray, said Jack once was busted down a rank.
Jack had apparently disliked one of the previous commanders, and at a ceremony turned his back to the commander and pooped and lost a stripe.
Staff Sergeant Blackjack is part of a long history of military mascots. Units around the world have kept kangaroos, dogs, wildebeest, fish, pelicans, a penguin, and at least one baboon. There also was the British Army goat that was busted down a rank after disrupting a ceremony marking Queen Elizabeth's birthday. A witness said it repeatedly tried to headbutt the, quote, nether regions of the drummers, unquote. But Staff Sergeant Blackjack's handler, Sergeant Darrell Glover, said Jack became a solid, reliable soldier.
For a mule, I can understand how a mule can be stubborn at times, especially when young, but he'd been doing it for several decades now, so he pretty much knew the routine. Yeah, I never, ever had an issue with him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's ceremony.
During the memorial ceremony, unit officials announced that Staff Sergeant Blackjack has become the start of a tradition. A handler let out a young black mule, also donated by the Rays. Young PFC John Huck Blackjack is nicknamed for Robert Ray's brother, who died at the Battle of the Bulge. He has some big hoof prints to fill, and like another young mule 32 years ago, some growing up to do.
Please be mindful that PFC Blackjack is just a private and is still in training, so please keep your distance until he's been properly broken in. Thank you.
Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.